so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Yeah, it is time. It is now Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, with the show Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. The other day I was having a nice latte at the roastery, doing some of the obligatory and just plain fun people watching, and when I saw a person who looked really concerned about something with a seeming cloud over her head, and she had a big frown on her face, and immediately the Taj Mahal song came into my mind, and that was, the one with the lyric, "I got the blues so bad one time it put my face in a permanent frown." She eventually did smile, and that frown diminished, but I thought that I really hadn't yet pulled together a show focused on the blues yet from out of Texas, and so that was an oversight that really needed to be corrected immediately. And so tonight, we had the first of many shows, I think, featuring the blues from Texas musicians, and there's a lot to choose from, and so if you don't hear your favorite tonight, trust me that you'll hear it in later shows, as this is the first that will be one of many. And it makes sense to start at the beginning, or at least near the beginning. That means, among other people, Huddy William Ledbetter, also known as Leadbelly. And here he is with his song, Roberta.
Oh, Roberta, tell me how long, how long. Tell me how long, how long. Gonna keep me down, yeah, baby, singing this same old song. I'm down on the river, sitting down on the ground. I'm down on the river, sitting down on the ground. I'm gonna stay right here until that seaboard come down. Way up the river, just as far as I can see. Way up the river, just as far as I can see. I thought I spied my old time you told me. Fine enough. She's a brown skin woman, and she got long black wavy hair. She's a brown skin woman, got long black wavy hair. That woman looks so good, baby, she can lead me most anywhere. I'm going to the station, talk to that chief police. What you gonna tell him? I'm going to the station, talk to that chief police. Tell him that Roberta done quit me. I can't see no peace. Oh, Roberta, don't you hear me calling you? Go ahead and call him. Oh, Roberta, hear me calling you. I got just one more thing, baby, I want you to do.
Thank you. about to break a day. I looked over on the pillow where she used to lay. You know I feel so bad. Yes, I feel so bad. I feel so bad till I could break right down and cry. Got a letter come to me through hand. My baby didn't come home and say that I'm to blame. You know I feel so bad. Yes, I feel so bad. I feel so bad till I can break right down and cry. You know I give her all my money, then I'll give her my time. Now she done messed up with another man and she won't pay me no mind. You know I feel so bad. Yes, I feel so bad. I feel so bad till I break right down and cry.
Yeah, that was Lightnin' Hopkins with Feel So Bad from Lightnin's Boogie album. Lightnin' was born in Centerville, Texas, and he met Blind Lemon Jefferson there, and he played with him an awful lot. As a matter of fact, Blind Lemon Jefferson wouldn't let anybody else play guitar with him except for Lightnin' Hopkins for a good deal of time. Before that, we heard Huddy William Ledbetter and his amazing vibrato in his voice. On the vocals, of course, he's better known as Leadbelly, and he's known for his virtuosity on the 12-string. I don't think we heard that much of it there, but he had quite a capability with the harmonica and piano as well. He was born in Louisiana in 1888 or 89. They aren't real sure. But then he moved to Bowie County, Texas, in the far, far northeast corner of the state, right on the border when he was five. And he hung out and played with Blind Lemon Jefferson in Dallas, just like Lightnin' Hopkins did. So those are a couple traditional beginnings of the blues in Texas. Now let's turn to a musician and a song that maybe is not quite as traditional, but it sure is Texas. And this is a quintessential Texan that unfortunately many have not heard about, a guy by the name of Rusty Weir. He was born in Corpus Christi and he moved to Austin, and he played drums in a garage band like many people in the 60s. And then he shifted to the country rock scene in Austin in the 70s, and he had a cult hit with, check this out, I Heard You Been Laying My Old Lady. But his most famous song was one that we played here on Boogie Back to Texas, Don't It Make You Want to Dance. And it was first covered by Jerry Jeff Walker, and then it's been covered by John Hyatt, by Barbara Mandrell. And Bonnie Raitt's version was used in the Urban Cowboy soundtrack. So here is Rusty Weir with a song called I'm Just a Cowboy Who Loves to Sing the Blues.
You get right down to it, I'm probably just an old cowboy, just love to sing the blues. Singing them old blues songs. I'm just a cowboy. Ooh, I love to sing the blues. Yes, I do. First thing this morning, I saddled up on Jim. We rode a fence line all day long. I was singing the blues to him. I'm just a cowboy. Yeah, I sure love to sing the blues. was all day long. There wasn't nowhere I could hide. Thought I wasn't nowhere where I could run. Me and that brown horse Jim, I was singing the blues to him in that red hot blistering sun. Nobody to blame. I sure love to sing the blues. All right, Cole, you play it for me now. Cowboy. Junior, I'm just a cowboy. I love to sing. I want you to talk to me one time. I'm just an old cowboy. Oh, yes, I am. I love to sing. One, two, I love to sing.
Yeah, that was Rusty Weir with I'm Just a Cowboy Who Loves to Sing the Blues, recorded on the KUT Live Set Volume 4 album. And as you may have heard him say, his son Kobe was on guitar and Cole DeSala was on piano. And I apologize for the skip in the record. It was at least at one point, I'm going to take credit for that because I was bouncing a little bit too much here with along with Cody and Rusty. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas with your host Jeff Fletcher on the voice of Vashon. And tonight, we are listening to Texas Blues. We all know that women can sing and play the blues just as well as the men, and here is somebody who is a true example of that. Sue Foley, born in Canada, but she moved to Austin and works from there even now, and she has an incredible pink paisley Telecaster, and she plays that like not a lot of people, and it's called her song, Long Distance Lover.
Long distance love.
Yeah, that was Lou Ann Barton with It's Rainin', and Irma Thomas song that I think Lou Ann Barton does a pretty nice job covering it. She's from Fort Worth, but she works out of Austin, and this is off of her Old Enough album, and I believe that was Al Garth on the saxophone. Man, pretty nice. She played and sang a lot with Stevie Ray Vaughan, and as well as Jimmy Vaughan. Before that, we heard Sue Foley on both the vocals and guitar with Long Distance Lover from her Walk in the Sun album. Next up is Delbert McClinton, a guy who was born in Lubbock and moved to Fort Worth. And here he is with the first song ever written by Doc Pomus and Mort Schumann. Probably haven't heard of them. Often it seems that songwriters who are not only not famous performers as well really don't get their dues, and Pomus and Schumann should. They wrote songs for the Drifters, including This Magic Moment and Save the Last Dance for Me, as well as for Elvis, including the song Little Sister and His Latest Flame. And this one, A Mess of Blues, also was written for Elvis just as he was getting out of the Army. And here is Delbert McClinton with A Mess of Blues.
I just got your letter, baby, saying that you can't come home. I think I'm going crazy, sitting here all alone. Since you've gone away, I've got a mess of blues.
I got a mess, I got a mess of the blues.
I've been drinking since last summer.
I got
Doyle Bramhall is one of Stevie Ray Vaughan's best friends. Growing up in Dallas together, and then when they were in Austin, they were best friends there as well. That was Doyle's song, "The Other Side of Love." That was Doyle on the drums and on the vocals, with Smokin' Joe Kubik on guitar. And I think living up to his name, he was smoking on that one. Before that, we heard Delbert McClinton and A Mess of Blues off of his Genuine Rhythm and Blues album. And unfortunately, there's no way of knowing who was playing sax and who was playing organ and so on that album. For some reason, the liner notes does not list who those folks are, and neither could I find it online. But pretty good tune anyway. You're listening to the blues version of Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher. So the blues is usually an expression of pain, but it comes out in different ways for different artists. And here are coming up next are two Austin artists expressing the blues in their own way. And let's start off with Tony Price with the song "Remember Me," with special guest Dr. John on piano.
Thank you. touching your lips like I used to do. Do you remember me? Do you remember me? Do you?
You say you're hurting, almost lost your mind. That woman you're loving hurts you all the time. But when things go wrong with you, it hurts me too.
Was Angela Straley with It Hurts Me Too off of her Soul Shake album. That's the one I went out and bought the next day after seeing her live at La Zona Rosa in Austin. And playing with her on that were many of the musicians who often played with her, including Denny Freeman on guitar and Kaz Kazanoff on sax. You've heard me mention their names before if you've listened to the show before. And before that, we heard Toni Price and her song Remember Me with Dr. John on the piano just showing off on her Low Down and Up album. So we're heading toward the barn, I think, and here's a song, an artist who kind of screams the blues, the master of the Telecaster, the Iceman, the razor blade, Mr. Albert Collins with If Trouble Was Money. Thank you.
I said my money was trouble, babe. I'd swear I'd be a millionaire. If dollar bills was worried, I'd buy the whole world and have money to spare. I've had worries all my life, yeah. I said worry, 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 woman. You never had worries all my life, yeah. You know times have been hard, baby. I swear, I ain't gonna tell you no lie.
Thank you.
That was Albert Collins with If Trouble Was Money. That was recorded live at Carnegie Hall. Albert Collins was raised in Leona, Texas, and he was introduced to the guitar at an early age by his cousin, who just happened to be Lightnin' Hopkins, whom we heard a little bit earlier in the show. It's classic blues from a guy who tuned his guitar to an open F minor chord and put a capo on the 5th, 6th, or 7th fret, and who played his guitar with a strap over the right shoulder and not his left. So it definitely not classic, at least in all those ways. So far, we've heard a bunch of musicians killing it, with it being the blues. And here is one more, Sean Colvin, truly killing the blues.
Leaves were falling just like embers, and colors red and gold, they set us on fire, burning just like moonbeams in our eyes. Somebody said they saw me swaying the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. Now I am guilty of something. Any sadder than losing yourself in love. Somebody said they saw me swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud. Just to leave you, to set out on my own and get what I needed. You want me to find what I've already had. Somebody said they saw me swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. Somebody said they saw me, I was swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over.
Yeah, that was Sean Colvin with Killing the Blues off of her first CoverGirl album. And that song was written by Rolly Sally and recorded live at the Bottom Line. You may have heard a version of that song on the Raising Sand album with Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, but this one by Sean Colvin gets me. So we're going to ride out on the Telecaster of Sue Foley and Blues in D Natural. Thank you. You're listening to Sue Foley on Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher.